97.5 Glory FM is your family radio station in North Georgia. We bring you Community Focus, our public affairs program. We're focusing on the May 21st primary election. We've had different candidates coming in throughout the last couple of weeks. Yesterday, you heard from Judge Michelle Hall. Today, you're going to hear from her opponent, which is John Brakefield, joining us this morning to talk about the Superior Court judge race. Good morning, sir. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, Mike. I really appreciate being here. Honored to be with you and your listeners. To be clear, I'm not running against Michelle Hall. I'm running for Superior Court. It's an open seat that's being vacated by Judge Goslin, and I think it's very important that the people understand that we haven't had a contested Superior Court election in about four decades. We did have a 2016 contested state court race in which I defeated Judge Hall by almost 20 points. So we're excited to be in this race again.
I think I left that much better from that standpoint. As we talk about this race, sir, tell us about you, because a lot of people don't know about courts and about judges. So tell everybody about John Brakefield, please.
Outstanding. And I think that's a good thing on some level, that a lot of people in Hall and Dawson counties don't know about our court system, except for maybe jury duty. I think that's a great thing. However, the Georgia Constitution allows and requires that our people vote. We the people vote for our judges, and it's so rare that that happens. So about me, I am here in Hall County. My family, Astrid, my two boys, Jack and Gage, we live in South Hall. We've been in this community for, I've been practicing law since 01, and so we've been here a while. I've been a twice elected state court judge in 2016. As I mentioned, I was elected with opposition in 2020 without opposition. I went to Wofford College, as your last name indicates,
yes,
in Spartanburg, South Carolina, where I met my wonderful wife, Astrid Brakefield, Astrid Luthy at the time, who went to Converse College, and that was in the early 90s, and we've been together ever since, and we have two wonderful young men, 17 and 15, Jack and Gage, who go to Flyer Branch High School. So we're part of this community, and I think it's extremely important that judges be a part of the community, not above the community. We need to have a servant's heart, and I very much have that.
Very good. Enjoyed talking with John Brakefield this morning about this position, Superior Court Judge. The big question a lot of listeners will have, sir, is about the differences in the levels of the court system here in the local area and the state. Describe that to us, please, about the difference when you were elected twice. You said state court judge. Now the difference between state court and Superior Court.
That is an excellent question. So pretty much we have juvenile court, and I'm not trying to offend anybody, but juvenile court deals with, as it indicates, juveniles, and then we have magistrate court. Our current chief magistrate court judge is Judge Margaret Gregory. Judge Hall actually works for Margaret Gregory. Margaret Gregory is elected. Judge Hall is not. She's appointed, and that's something I think is a big difference between the two candidates in this. Then we have state court. We deal with trials. We deal with civil cases, criminal cases, second-degree vehicular homicide, domestic violence, DUI cases, civil cases. I've had a $25 million wrongful death case go up to the appellate courts and be approved. I've handled 66 jury trials, and that's something that's really important, Mike, is we want to make sure that our judges, just like airline pilots, you don't want to get on a Delta airline pilot and not have that pilot have flown before. You don't want to go into the Northeast Georgia Medical Center and have heart surgery with a judge who hasn't, or with a surgeon who hasn't had heart surgery performed before. And I think that's a big distinction. I've had 66 jury trials. I've dealt with literally thousands of potential jurors. I deal every day with the ins and outs of the court work. I don't work for somebody else. I don't go in and substitute for somebody else. I am the state court judge, and that role is extremely important. Superior Court is very important also. It will include Hall and Dawson County in the circuit, and Superior Court deals with felonies, domestic, and quite honestly, everything that we deal with in state court.
The question I've got is why the difference when it comes to Superior Court, that you got such a wide range. You would think, you mentioned felony, you're talking about any kind of felony up to a murder, and then on the same side, you've got family issues you're dealing with, the divorces and with child custody.
Some jurisdictions, so for example, I went to Mercer Law School down in Macon, and they split their Superior Court up into, they had judges just do family law, just do felony, and there's some logic on that, but I think it's important that all judges who are elected by the people understand they work for the people, and so I think that when you get a Judge Brakefield case in state court, you have Judge Brakefield from start to finish. Unfortunately, now in Superior Court, you may have a judge in the beginning, but then you have a substitute judge, and you're not quite sure what you're going to get. And I think that causes problems. We need consistency. So I think it's extremely important that if I'm elected, that I do all the work that the Georgia Constitution requires that a judge do. Right. That does include domestic as well as felonies.
Are there a constitutional issue, I guess, by district? Is that something we would deal with our state representatives? Okay, we need to change this if that was what the people want?
As far as splitting up the courts, yes. I think that would be a legislative issue. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, the legislature makes that decision. I'm not saying what's best for them. That's their job.
Sure.
But ultimately, having been in the court system for well over 20 years, I think it goes really well. I do think that the division of having juvenile court people who are trained, experienced with dealing with juvenile type situations, very helpful on the magistrate court level. They deal with evictions, and that's important work. And so we need to make sure that the magistrate court judges stay busy, because there's plenty to do for them in things like small claims and evictions.
Right. What's the difference, or is there any, when it comes to how busy a judge might be in Superior Court compared to state court?
Great question. Our volume in state court is extremely large. I've personally dealt with 25,000 cases. And so I don't have the exact numbers, but state court deals with a large volume of cases. So we always have to be working. We always have to be working. We always have to be thinking about the next week, the next month, the next year. When we were speaking off air, we had jury trials this week. Monday started, and they resolved. They resolved Monday and Tuesday. We did paperwork on Wednesday. We have our jail pleas on Thursday. Today I'm here Friday, and thank you for accommodating my schedule. But we're planning for next week, and it's always something. We can't take a break. And Superior Court, they certainly deal with large issues, and that's very important, and it slows down. So I think, quite honestly, that's one of the big differences, is that their caseload is slower, because there are more important issues that we need to deal with in Superior Court, and that's a good thing. We deal with very important issues in state court as well.
Well, it's life and death from that standpoint, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Our guest this morning on Community Focus is Judge John Brakefield, who's looking to become Superior Court judge at Hall and Dawson County. If we want to go find out information about you, can we go to a website?
electbrakefield.com, 678-386-3625, 678-386-3625. That is my cell phone. Please don't call me now because we're on the radio. But outside of that, I love talking to voters because I work for the people. And I think that's a big distinction between someone who's maybe appointed to the job versus those who've run for contested election and won. It is we the people, and in my core, I believe that.
I make sure the phone's on silent, okay, from this standpoint. Hey, at this point, why is a judgeship up for election rather than being appointed?
Well, number one, the Georgia Constitution requires that our judges be elected. And I'm not knocking anyone, but many times people retire. Obviously, people pass away. Those types of situations. Sometimes they're backroom deals in which, somebody tries to make sure that another judge gets a judge position, that type of thing. So there's a lot of stuff that happens. But ultimately, the Georgia Constitution requires this position be elected. Now, in my situation in 2016, Judge Wynn retired, and both Michelle and I ran for that contested election. I won, and I was sworn in to be the state court judge. I've done that for the last 8 years. And here in Superior Court, again, it's been almost 4 decades since we've had a contested election, but Judge Goslin is retiring in a way that allows the people to vote for her successor, and I commend her for that.
Isn't that really the difference? A lot of times, you rarely will see a contested race for a seat that's already having a judge who's looking for re-election. Usually like this one right here, there's someone who has retired, and there's an open seat there, so you run for that position.
Correct, and I think that's extremely important that when the judges consider that the Georgia Constitution calls for elections, and so when I was elected as a state court judge, the good Lord willing, I wanted to make sure that the voters could choose my successor. And this is occurring right now. As I'm sure your listeners are aware, there's a state court election going on, and it was within my core that I did not apply for another Superior Court position, even though I was nominated. I was nominated for the Court of Appeals. I was nominated for the Georgia Supreme Court. I didn't apply for any of that stuff because I wanted to make sure that when I got into office that I was voted by the people and my successor were voted by the people, and that's something I believe to my core.
Again, we're talking with John Brakefield, who's looking to become the Superior Court Judge in Hall in Dawson County, and also for listeners in Dawson County, from Big Canoe down almost to Silver City and up toward Lumpkin County line, a large area there and looking for hopefully a large turnout to take place in Dawson County. Tell us about, you would serve here in Hall County at the courthouse, but also the courthouse in downtown Dawsonville.
Absolutely. And it's extremely important that your listeners understand, because I believe that we need to make sure that Hall and Dawson County are represented. And it's something that we've been campaigning hard there. We're in the Christmas parade in Dawsonville. I dressed up as Buddy the Elf and had some great interactions with some kids and some adults who are kids at heart. And I think it's real important that our circuit, and it's called the Northeastern Judicial Circuit, understands we work for both Hall and Dawson County, and that's something that I take extreme pride in.
All right, if you're elected, how do you separate your schedule when it comes to cases in Dawson and in Hall County?
Great question. So the way I sort of see it is that we need to make sure that there is a presence in Dawson County, so I think that there would be a rotation, which quite honestly is occurring now. I know that Judge Bearden is from Dawson County, and he's in this circuit as well. So he is, you know, lack of a better term, extremely local there. And so I know that if there are immediate issues, that he's been great on responding to that. So as far as the scheduling goes, roughly the population split is about 15-85. So one-fifth is kind of the standard rotation. But if I need to get in my car at 2 o'clock in the morning and drive over to Dawson County to address an issue, I'll be more than happy to do that.
All right, you mentioned Judge Bearden. So how many judges are there that are serving as Superior Court judges?
There are five. So in 2000, I believe it was 2018, so about 6 years ago, the Georgia legislature determined that we needed another judge from a caseload standpoint. So the position that Judge Bearden now fills was added, I believe it was 2018, so about 6 years ago, and he's been on the bench after appointment from Governor Deal in that regard. So we have five current, and obviously Judge Goslin will be retiring, and then we will have her replacement, who will maintain the fifth. And that's something I think is very important that the listeners understand, is that there are only five Superior Court judges. They are the boss of those five Superior Court judges. And the judges need to serve the people. And I think it's important that the judges in Superior Court, and if I'm elected that, understand that we work for them, and we need to make sure we do everything we can to ensure that we are upholding the law and protecting our community and protecting our rights.
Tell me about that. If you mentioned earlier in our program that in state court, you got John Brakefield will be in that case the entire time from start to finish. But in Superior Court, because of the seriousness of some of the cases there, that you would not be able to fulfill maybe all your time to a certain case, and you have to have a substitute come in.
I disagree with that premise. I think that because the cases are more serious, that it is more important that the elected handle the matter. It is more important that the judge who is actually elected by the people go in and make sure that they are doing their work and that they're not having substitute judges. I have had a substitute judge four times in the last 8 years. My good friend's child passed away. I went to the funeral. I was sick, very sick. I don't get sick often, but I was very sick. I had a scheduling issue in which we were trying to resolve a case on the civil end, and I had a judge fill in on my criminal. And Judge Hall reminded me that I was I graduated from Leadership Georgia, and I actually had her sit in for me. That's four times. Unfortunately, some unelected bureaucrats are in Superior Court four times a week.
Wow.
And I don't think that's something that I can assure the voters of Hall and Dawson County, if you vote for Judge Brakefield, you're going to get Judge Brakefield.
Because I would think, as a layman, that you could schedule things around a particular case, couldn't you?
I understand scheduling happens. I understand you need to have fill-ins. But the Georgia legislature, as we just pointed out, gave us Judge Bearden, Governor Deal did, but 6 years ago. So I understand that we've gone through the pandemic. State court's gone through the pandemic. It's an emergency situation. We understand we need all hands on deck. But I think that it's important that we understand that a Superior Court judge is a Superior Court judge, and if Superior Court judges need assistance, that's fine. If they determine they need assistance, that's perfectly fine. But I don't think it should be as much as it is. And for me personally, and I'm not trying to pick a fight with anyone here, but for me personally, I believe that Superior Court judge work should be handled by Superior Courts. Quite honestly, I've talked with thousands of voters. I've talked with dozens of lawyers. The number one complaint by lawyers, by far, is that there's not consistency from start to finish on what the judge or who the judge is going to be. They start thinking that it's going to be this judge, and then they show up for court, and it's not that judge. And I understand stuff happens, and I'm not trying to be mean to anybody, but I think it's important that judges understand that their scheduling affects other people. So, sure, emergencies come up. Sure, we've been in a pandemic. I get all that, but I think we need to understand that we work for the people.
You mentioned the pandemic. How much did that put people behind in the court system, and where are we right now?
So in state court, we're pretty much about where we need to be. I think that we've done an excellent job. We've been able to move cases. We never left. Almost a year ago, April of 2020, we wanted to make sure that when Governor Kemp said stay home for 2 weeks to flatten the curve, that we stayed home. But we didn't go home and play on the Xbox. We took our work with us. We took our iPads, took our laptops, and we made sure that we were doing work from home. When we came back, we made sure that we used Zoom. There are a lot of things that we did. Unfortunately, other jurisdictions, I'm not trying to pick a fight with outside the jurisdiction, but there's some jurisdictions that make the news a lot for their massive backlog.
Sure.
We don't have that in Hall County State Court. And I'll say we do not have it in Dawson County Superior Court. The Superior Court judge has been doing great. I think the utilization of senior judges was great. I think the utilization of some of the lower courts was great too, but it's been 4 years. We need to wean ourselves off of that. And quite honestly, I'm not an expert on all the federal money, but that federal money's going away. So we need to get back to making sure that we roll up our sleeves. And if I'm elected as a Superior Court judge, I'm going to make sure we get the job done from start to finish.
Again, our guest this morning is Judge John Brakefield, who's looking to become Superior Court judge for Dawson and Hall County this morning here on 97.5 Glory FM. Tell me about the relationship that a judge has with lawyers on this level of the court system.
So, I like to say, I is one. So, I'm a lawyer. You have to be a lawyer in Hall County to be a judge. And so, certainly, I have colleagues that I know. But honestly, I've had people come in, whether it be a lawyer or someone who thinks they're important in the community, and they've been disappointed in the fact that I work for the people. I don't care who you are. No one is above the law. No one is beneath its protections. So I do have lawyers who are quote-unquote friends, but if they are a true friend, that's not going to come into play. If they are a true friend out in the community, it doesn't come into play, because my job, my responsibility, my oath demands that I represent the people in the courthouse, and that's what I do. And so certainly I'm polite to everyone. I want to make sure that everyone's treated with respect, and that's in the courtroom and in the community. So sure, I have friends. For example, my campaign treasurer, he will never be in front of me. Ryan Reed, he does a great job for me, but he'll never be in front of me, even though I'm going to treat him fairly, just like everyone else. But the appearance would be that I would show him fair. So he's a real estate lawyer, and so he has never appeared in front of me and never will. Outside of that, my wife likes to joke that she knows me so well that she would demand my recusal, because I wouldn't do her any favors either.
So tell me about the point of when it comes to juries. Are all cases in Superior Court before a jury?
Quite honestly, no. You're allowed to have a jury trial for your domestic case, but that is extremely rare. I don't have the exact numbers, but I think it's probably fair to say that in domestic relations cases, 98-99% are dealt with just by the judge. And so that's an important part, too, because when you know you have a certain judge for a domestic relations case, when it comes to your visitation with your children, your home, you know, those types of very important issues, if you think you have one judge one day who was elected by the people or who was appointed by the governor, but then you show up and you have someone that, you know, is an unelected bureaucrat, I would be startled by that. And unfortunately, I think that in domestic relations cases, that occurs. So in domestic relations, it's very rare to have a jury trial.
Isn't it the biggest percentage, though, of the cases you'll see in Superior Court, sir? Because of the domestic issues and family issues?
So under Georgia, if you look at the clerk's authority, I think that the domestic relations encompasses over 50% of all civil filings.
Gotcha, for example. So with your background and with your knowledge of the law, how do you personally have to look at dealing with such a really important issue when it comes to child custody and that kind of thing?
Number one, we're going to follow the law. We're going to uphold the law. And the Georgia legislature, they've had a lot of good leadership down there. And I'm not, you know, promoting them, but they've had a lot of good leadership in ensuring that our domestic relations fits the situation that's going on in the courthouse and in people's lives. And so I think that the number one job that a judge has to do is follow the law. And I think that the big thing, vast majority of civil cases, I mean, sometimes 90%+ are settled before they even have a hearing. How do you settle those cases? Consistency is the key. If you have a judge and you know for the most part what the book is on them, what they're going to do on this type of situation, how they might perceive adultery in a situation, how they might perceive the importance of having both parents in a child's life. If a judge that you are assigned has that situation and you know you're going into it, it helps settle cases. But if you don't know what judge you're going to get until you show up in court, that inconsistency does not help the parties resolve their cases ahead of time. And we have to make sure that we give the parties the opportunity to settle their own problems and their own disagreements without having to have a judge do it or a jury do it. Because I believe that those who are involved in a situation, whether it's two parents, they probably know the best that it for their child, and hopefully a resolution can be reached without having a judge or a jury make that determination.
How large a staff does the Superior Court judge, sir, have? And then also, what kind of budget do you have?
Great question. So as far as staff, currently our state court, I have my judicial assistant, my staff attorney, and myself. So our staffs are relatively small. You look at maybe like the DA's office, they have, you know, dozens of people that work for them. In the Superior Court, you have add one more. We also have a court reporter who's kind of like an independent contractor, but essentially there's I have three people that work for me plus part-time bailiffs. And in Superior Court, you basically add one more judicial assistant. As far as the budget goes, it's a good bang for the buck. I will say this, that the judiciary, we don't take up a lot of money other than the fact that, quite honestly, you know, most people in the courthouse are lawyers. And so there's a lot of competition out in the private sector for that. I will say this as far as budgeting. One of the first things, if not the first thing I did in 2017 once elected, is I turned down spending $10,000 of taxpayer money on refurbishing my office and getting new desks. My office was just fine. My wife has great taste. We bought our own art. I don't need y'all paying for my art. I don't need y'all paying for desks. So we saved $10,000, speaking of budget. And then I cut out all the books. We can get stuff online. We don't need to pay $2,000 a year for book subscription. So do the math on that. That's $25,000 right out of the gate. So our budget does include a lot of things. It does include accountability courts. In the state court, the county commission's been great as far as helping us out with that. But I would say most of our budget has to do with salaries with our personnel.
And is that budget split between Dawson County and Hall County, or is that covered from the state level?
Great question. So essentially the split with Dawson County approximately population-wise is 85-15. So my understanding is that Dawsonville kicks in approximately 15%, and that is subject to, lack of a better term, negotiation between the two counties.
As I said this morning, I hope I never see him in a courtroom. Hope to see him outside the courtroom and get a chance to see Judge John Brakefield and everything he does serving the community. Last couple minutes of the program, sir, I'll let you talk straight to our listeners about why they should vote for you.
I need your vote. Voting is open now. Our election day is May 21st. It ends May 21st. We don't go to November. We're going to be on the very bottom of your ballot. Literally, we're on, I think it's like page 8. We're on the very next to last page. I'm your twice elected state court judge. I've handled 66 jury trials. I've handled 25,000 cases. And I'm going to be your judge from start to finish. I would be honored by your vote for Superior Court. I think it's important that judges uphold the law, and I think this is the most important part of it all. Judges need to understand that we work for the people, not the other way around. And if I'm elected as your Superior Court judge, I'm going to work for you in the courthouse.
Thank you so much. Final thing, let everybody know also, this is a nonpartisan election, so it's on both the Democrat and the Republican ballot that you will receive when you go to vote, right?
That is absolutely correct. We're going to be on everyone's ballot, and we're going to be down at the bottom as the, and it's important, but yes, you're correct. We're essentially added on or tacked on to everyone's ballot.
So you can't vote straight ticket. You got to go ahead and go there and get that nonpartisan part of it and make sure you go vote. Early voting takes place today, and of course, all the way through the 17th, and then on the 21st will be the primary election. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate your service. Judge John Brakefield looking to become Superior Court Judge for Hall and Dawson County. That's Community Focus, our public affairs program. Stay tuned. We've got much more for you. You can go to our website, WGTJradio.com. Click on the button that says Community Focus, latest interviews. You get a chance to hear all of our interviews we've conducted so far on your family radio station in North Georgia. 97.5 Glory FM.